We continue Be'ezat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Nazir. We are up to Daf Yud Aleph on the top line, the new Mishnah. This limud is Le'ilui Nishmat Zion ben Shalom Reuven ben David Yosef ben Tamara Rabbi Shalom Cohen ben Tfach Amalka Yair ben Tova Naim ben Chatun Yom Tov ben Chana Shaul ben Latife Erez ben Miriam Gabriela Masuda bat Sara Et Rivka bat Mordechai Rivka bat Devora Eva Shlomit bat Ilana Esther Chaya Esther Chava bat Sara Luba bat Mazal En Le'a bat Rachel Alehem Shalom. Also, לזכות רפואה שלמה for Aaron Yitzchak ben Brina, Avraham ben Aviva, Moshe ben Chana, Yaakov Yisrael Yochai ben Beloria, Yaakov Yisrael Bechor ben Marusia, Esther bat Sara, Geraz Tova bat Chana, Chana bat Zulika, לרפואה שלמה. The Mishnah begins, Mazgulo et hakos. If they poured a cup of wine for a person, ve'amar hareni nazir mimenu, and he said, I'm hereby a nazir, and I'm refraining from drinking it. Hare ze nazir, he's a full-fledged nazir who has to observe all the halachot of nazirut. Ma'aseh be'isha achat she'aita shikora, there was a case with regards to a certain woman who was intoxicated from wine. U'mazgula et hakos, and they poured her a cup of wine. Ve'amra hareni nazira mimenu, and she said, I am hereby a nazir, and I will not drink it. אמרו חכמים, חכמים said, לא נתכוונה זו, אלא לומר, הרי הוא עלי קורבן. חכמים said, this woman didn't really intend to accept נזירות, rather she meant to say that this cup of wine is אסור to me like a קורבן, so it's only on that cup that she made a נדר to prohibit herself, but it's not that she accepted נזירות. So immediately the Gemara begins by asking, מעשה לסתור? Are you bringing a story to contradict what you said? I mean, Amart Resha, you said in the beginning that someone who they poured before him a cup of wine and said, Hareni Nazir Mimenu, you said, Hare Ze Nazir, he's a full-fledged Nazir. Behadar Tani Ma'aseh Be'isha Achat, and then you tell me this story with this woman, and the Chachamim said that her intention is not for Nazirut, rather only as a Neder. Alma behai hudasu. So we see that someone who says that is only prohibiting himself with that particular cup of wine. Hayena achina share. But other wine he can drink, meaning he's not accepting upon himself nezirut. So isn't this a story that contradicts the first halakha of the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, chasure mechsera vehachi katane. The Mishnah is missing words, in fact, and this is how it should state. Mazgulo et hakos, if they poured him a cup of wine, ve'amar hareni nazir mimenu, hare ze nazir. If he says, I am a nazir from this cup, it's a full-fledged acceptance of nazirut. Ve'im shikorhu, however, if let's say this person was intoxicated, and then they poured a cup of wine for him, ve'amar hareni nazir mimenu, and he said, I am a nazir from this cup of wine, so then we say, it makes sense, eno nazir. He's not, he didn't accept Nezirut upon himself. Maitama, what's the reason? Keman de'amar hare alai korban. It's like he says, this cup of wine is on me, forbidden like a korban, because he was already shikor, he was already intoxicated, and they tried to get him to drink more, and so he just wanted to tell them, leave me alone, I don't want to drink anymore. So that's where it makes sense to say that it's not a full acceptance of Nezirut. Now, if you'll ask, well, if that's his intention to say Hare alai korban, that it's like a korban to me, let him say it openly. So the answer is savar, because this person who was intoxicated, he said to himself, if I'm only going to say that this cup of wine, if I'm openly going to say this cup of wine is on me like a korban, ma'itin li achrina umitzaran li, they're going to bring me other cups and aggravate me with it. Oh, this cup? No? Okay, let's bring you other cups. Eimalehu hamilta de psikalehu. So therefore, let me tell them this statement of Hareni Nazir, which is definite to them, meaning they'll understand clearly that I don't want to drink any more wine. Umaase nami beisha achat. And the Mishnah continues and says, yes, there was a story like this regarding a certain woman who was intoxicated and said these words, and the Chachamim explained her statement in such a way. The next Mishnah begins as follows. Hareni nazir al menat she'ehe shote yayin umitame lametim. Let's say a person said, I am a nazir on condition that I am allowed to drink wine and that I'm allowed to become tameh to a dead body, which means he only wants to be a nazir with respect to growing his hair. That's all. But all the other things, I want to be able to do. Well, guess what? Hareze nazir ve'asur bekulam. Once he says areni nazir, he accepted upon himself nazirut, and he is a full-fledged nazir, and he's prohibited from all the things that are forbidden to a nazir, including drinking wine and becoming tameh. Let's say a person said, after he said hareni nazir, he says, yodeh ani sheyesh nazirut. I know that there is nazirut, aval eni yodeh sheha nazir asur beyayin. But I don't know that a nazir is prohibited from wine. And therefore, I didn't accept upon myself the prohibition of wine. Hareze asur. So Tanakama says, he's still forbidden in drinking wine, because once you accept upon yourself nazirut in all other aspects, or even just one aspect, he's asur in all of them, regardless if he knew or he didn't know. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon exempts him from the entire neder that he made, because as we learned earlier in the Masechet, Rabbi Shimon holds that nazirut takes effect only once he is forbidding himself on all aspects of nazirut. If he had one in mind that he's not forbidding himself, then it's not an acceptance of nazirut. Another case, the Mishnah says, let's say he accepted nazirut. He said, areni nazir. And then he says, yodeh ani she anazir asur beyayin. I know that a nazir is not allowed to drink wine. Aval savur hayiti shechachamim matirim li. But I thought that chachamim can allow me this to drink wine, mipenei she'en ani yochol lichyot ela beyayin, because I can't live only with wine. So I thought they would allow me. Or mipenei she'ani kover et hametim. Or let's say he says, I thought that chachamim would allow me to become tameh to the dead person, to the dead bodies, because that's my job. My job is to bury people, and I need money. So I thought this they will allow me. If he says that, hareze mutar. He's mutar, meaning he's not a nazir. He's allowed to do all the forbidden things of a nazir because it's not considered acceptance of nazirut. Ve'Rabbi Shimon oser. But Rabbi Shimon says no, he's a full-fledged nazir. He accepted upon himself nazirut. He's just saying that he thought he would become mutar. Well, that doesn't mean that he's not a nazir. So the Gemara begins by asking the question, Veliflog nami Rabbi Shimon bereisha. Why is the Gemara bringing the machloket of Rabbi Shimon only in the continuation of the Mishnah? Why doesn't it tell us that Rabbi Shimon argues in the first case of the Mishnah also? What was the first case? Where a person says, I'm a nazir on condition that I could drink wine or that I can become tameh. So you should tell me here also that Rabbi Shimon argues and says that since he didn't accept upon himself all the isurim of nazir, the nazirut doesn't take effect. Rabbi Yeshua ben Nevi says, well, indeed, even though it's not mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, Chalukaya Rabbi Shimon af bereisha. Rabbi Shimon argued in the Reisha as well. In other words, when it says in the continuation of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon matir, it's not going only on the second case of the Mishnah, it's going on the first case as well. That's according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Nevi. Ravina amar, Ravina says, Beresha lo palig Rabbi Shimon. Ravina says, in the first case of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon does not argue. He agrees with the Chachamim that the Nezirut does take effect. My tama, what's the reason? Mishum dehava lematne al ma shekatu batorah. Because in the first case of the Mishnah, where he says, I am a Nazir on condition that I can drink wine. Well, that's a condition against what is written in the Torah. Anyone who makes a condition against what is written in the Torah, the tnai, the condition, is batel, is cancelled, is nullified. It's as if he didn't make that tnai. And so we're only left with his words, hareni nazir, that he is a nazir. And that's why in that case, Ravina says, Rabbi Shimon would agree. What about Rabbi Shua ben Nevi? What does he say to this? Rabbi Shua ben Nevi, who says that Rabbi Shimon does argue in the first case, Amar lach, he can tell you that in the first case of the Mishnah, it's not really a language of a tnai, of a condition. Hay almenat kechutz dame. When he said, I am a nazir almenat she'eheshote yain, it doesn't mean like a regular condition, a tnai against the Torah. When he said almenat, it's like he said kechutz. It's like he said, I am a nazir except from wine. Well, that we know, Rabbi Shimon holds, if you say, I'm a Nazir except for one of these Surim, then he's not a Nazir. And so in that case, Rabbi Shimon would argue. The Gemara says, Tanya kivate de Ravina. There's a braita that supports the opinion of Ravina that Rabbi Shimon does not argue in the first case of the Mishnah. Not like Rabbi Shua ben Nevi. What does the braita say? Amar hareni Nazir al menad shehe shote yainu mitamen ametim. If a person says, I'm a Nazir on condition that I can drink wine or become tamid to the mitim, hareze Nazir ve'asur bekulam. He's a Nazir and he's forbidden in all the prohibitions of a Nazir. Mipeneshu matne al mashikatu batorah. Because this condition that he made is directly against what the Torah says. Mekola matne al mashikatu batorah, tena o batel. And anyone who makes such a tnai, the tnai is batel. And therefore, it's considered a plain acceptance of Nezirut. Now, it said in the Mishnah in the Seifa, a case, Yodea Anisha Nazir Asur Biyain. He says he accepted Nezirut, right? And then he says, I know that a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, but I thought that the Chachamim would allow me. So it says in the Mishnah that according to Chachamim, it's Mutar, Hareze Mutar. He's allowed to drink wine and he's not a Nazir. But Rabbi Shimon says that he is a Nazir and it is Asur. So here the Gemara asks quite an obvious question. The Gemara says, how do you tell me over here that Chachamim say he's Mutar and he's not a Nazir? And Rabbi Shimon says he is. Ve'ha'amar t'resha Asur ve'Rabbi Shimon Matir. But in the beginning you told me, in the beginning of the Mishnah, the second case of the Mishnah, you told me that in a case where he only accepted one of the Isurim of Nazir, according to Chachamim, he is Asur, meaning he's a Nazir, and Rabbi Shimon says he's not a Nazir. So why over here you flipped it around? When he says, Yodea Anisha Nazir Asur Beyain, but I thought Chachamim would be Matir. So doesn't that mean that he didn't accept upon himself the prohibition of wine? So when a person doesn't accept upon himself one of the Isurim of Nazir, Rabbi Shimon was the one who says that he's not a Nazir, and Chachamim said he is. Why did you flip it around? Why does it seem to be flipped around here? So the Gemara answers, you're right. You have to change around the opinions in the Mishnah. Eimanami, you have to amend the Mishnah. Hareze Asur, b'Rabbi Shimon Matir. In this case, Chachamim hold as well that he is Asur, meaning he's a Nazir, and Rabbi Shimon says he's not. However, the Gemara offers an alternate answer. Really, you don't have to change it around. There's a difference between the second case in the Mishnah and this third case of the Mishnah. Hatam, over there, Reisha, in the Reisha, where it says that he didn't know that the Nazir is Asur, is prohibited in wine. Kegon de Nazar Mechada. That's a case where in the beginning of the Nazirut, he accepted upon himself one thing, but he didn't accept upon himself the Nazirut from wine. Le Rabbanan de Amri, so according to Rabbanan, who said in the Mishnah earlier in our Masechet in the first Perek, Dafilu lo nazar ilay me'achat mehem, have a Nazir, that even if a person accepted only one prohibition of Nazirut, he becomes a full-fledged Nazir, ve'asur, and therefore he is asur even in that which he did not accept. And Rabbi Shimon de Amar ad sheyazir mikulam mutar. According to Rabbi Shimon, who says that only when you are accepting upon yourself all these surim, right, then you are a Nazir. But otherwise, it's mutar. So that's in the case of the Reisha, meaning that's case number two, where he says he didn't know that the Nazir is asur in wine. So that means he didn't accept upon himself the prohibition of wine. So according to Chachamim, he's still a Nazir. According to Rabbi Shimon, he's not. But in the Seifa, where he says, I know that a Nazir is prohibited in wine. It's just, I thought the Chachamim would allow me. So in this case, the Nadal Mikulu, really, he made a Neder of Nazirut on all the prohibitions. The Ichil Mechada. And after he accepted upon himself all the prohibitions, he's asking for a Hatara, for a release on one of the prohibitions. Well, the Rabbanan de Amri, according to Rabbanan, who said that a person who accepts Nazirut on himself, afilu lo nazar ela me'achat mehem havi nazir, that even if he only prohibited upon himself one of them, he's a full-fledged Nazir, ki michil mechada minayu ishteri.
So when you ask for a release from one of them, you are released from all of them. Because according to Rabbanan, we see that they're all connected. When you accept one Isur, it's like you accepted all the Isurim. So when you ask for a release, for a Hattara from one of them, you receive a Hattara on all of them, not only on one. That's why, in this case, Chachamim say, he's Mutar, he's not a Nazir. L'Rabbi Shimon de'amar ad she'azir mikulam. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that one who accepts upon himself Nazir, it has to be that he accepts all the Isurim. If he only accepts one, then it's not a nazirut. So kimichil nami. So when he asks for a hatara, for release, kimichil nami mehahu. When he's asking for a hatara from one specific, ademichil mikulu, the nazirut does not become batel, does not become nullified until he asks for a release from all of them. Mishum hachikatani veRabbi Shimon oser. That's why it says that in this case, Rabbi Shimon says he is asu. He stays a nazir. Or we could explain a different way. In the case of the Seifa, the Machloket Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim is talking about where he made a neder, accepting Nezirut and all the Isurim. It's just that he's a ones and he cannot live without wine. So Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim, they're arguing in the following. Benidre onasim kamifligi. They're arguing about a person who made a neder and it's out of his control to fulfill the neder. It's an onus. Ubiplukta de Shmuel veRavasi. And this corresponds to the machloket of Shmuel and Ravasi, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah in Nedarim. Arba Nedarim itiru Chachamim. There are four kinds of Nedarim that Chachamim were matir, that Chachamim allowed, they released a person from such Nedarim. Nidrei Zeruzin. The first category, Nidrei Zeruzin, are Nedarim of exhortation, when a person uses a neder to urge another person to perform a certain action. That's Nidre Zeruzim. Nidre Havai, Nedarim of exaggeration, where a person says a neder that is dependent on some kind of crazy exaggerated claim, such as, let's say, I am making a neder if I didn't see a square snake, or something like that. So since he knows there's no such a thing, so obviously he's not serious in making this neder. That's called Nidre Havai. The third category is Nidre Shegagot, Nedarim that are unintentional, which means when a person makes a neder for a certain reason and then he discovers that he was mistaken regarding the facts, that he didn't have to make the neder. That's shegagot. And then the fourth one is nidre onasim, nedarim that he cannot fulfill because of circumstances that are beyond one's control. So ve'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav Asi. So Rav Asi said, as reported by Rav Yehuda, Arba'a nedarim alalu tzrichim she'ela lechachamim. These four categories require a request for hatara to dissolve them, which means they're not dissolved on their own unless a person goes and asks for hatara. Ki amrita kamei de Shmuel, yet Rav Yehuda said, when I said this halacha of Rav Asi before Shmuel, Amar li, he said to me, Tana katani hitiru chachamim, ve'at amar tzrichim she'ela lechachamim. The Mishnah says already hitiru chachamim, that the chachamim dissolved them already from the beginning. And you say he has to require, that he's required a request to request a hatara, which means according to Shmuel, they are dissolved automatically. So, based on this machloket, we can say like this, Rabbanan savri kishmuel, Rabbi Shimon kerav Asi. Over here, the machloket in the last clause of the Mishnah is between Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon depends on the machloket Shmuel and Rav Asi regarding Nidre Onasim, if you need to do Hatara or not. Which means the case in our Mishnah is referring to a kind of neder of ones, right? Because he claims that he has no choice but to drink wine. He can't do without wine. So the Chachamim go according to the opinion of Shmuel. And therefore, the neder is dissolved automatically. He doesn't have to go and request hatara, right? That's why they said hare ze mutar. But Rabbi Shimon ki Rav Asi, Rabbi Shimon goes according to the opinion of Rav Asi that you still have to ask. You have to go to the chacham to ask for hatarat nedarim. In this case of nidre onasim, and therefore until he does so, he remains a nazir, and that's what it means. Rabbi Shimon oser until he asks for hatara, he is still asur. He is still a nazir. The next Mishnah begins as follows. Hareni nazir ve'alai legaleach nazir. The person says, I am hereby a nazir, and I am obligated to shave a Nazir. Meaning, what he's trying to say is that he's also going to pay for the korbanot that a different Nazir will bring when he cuts his hair. And so another person heard what he said, and he said, Ve'ani ve'alai legaleach Nazir. I also am a Nazir, and I'm also obligated to shave a Nazir, which means I'm also obligated to pay for the korbanot of a Nazir. So again, the case is, one person says, I accept upon myself Nazirut, and I also want to pay for the korbanot of Nazirut of someone else. His friend heard, and he said, I too am a Nazir, and I obligate myself to pay for someone else's korbanot of Nazirut. Oh, im ayu pikrim, if they were smart, megalchim ze et ze, then they can limit their expenses by shaving each other, which means they each pay for the other person's korbanot. So their additional neder will not cost them anything. It evens out. Each one is going to pay for the other, so they don't lose out any money. Ve'im lav, however, if this idea doesn't occur to them, if they don't think about this, megalchim nezirim achirim, they have to pay for the korbanot of other nezirim. So the Gemara begins by raising a question. Ibaya lehu. Let's say a person said, I am a Nazir, and I have to shave another Nazir as well, meaning pay for his korbanot. Shama chavero ve'amar ve'ani. And another person said only ve'ani and I. He didn't continue like the Mishnah gave us, ve'ani ve'alai legarelach Nazir. He just said ve'ani, and I too. So now, mahu, what's the halacha? How do we look at this word ve'ani? Ve'ani akule dibure mashma? When he said, and I also. Is that an acceptance of the entire statement of the first person? Which means that he's both a Nazir and that he is accepting to shave another Nazir, to pay for the korbanot of another Nazir. Is Va'ani going on both things? Or maybe when he said Va'ani, is only going on half of the statement, meaning he's accepting to be a Nazir. And that's it. That's the question. The Gemara says, and even if you want to tell me that it's only an acceptance of half of the statement, which half of the statement? Aresha or Aseifa? Is it on the first half of the statement of the other person, which means I am a Nazir? Or is it on the second part, Aseifa, which means he's not accepting Nazirut, he's only accepting to pay for someone else's korbanot of Nazirut? So that's the question over here. What is the halacha when a person hears that statement and all he says is va'ani? So the Gemara says, Tashema, come in here. It states in our Mishnah. What does it say in our Mishnah? That the second person said, va'ani ve'alai legaleach nazir. Im ayu pikrim megalchim ze et ze. If he said, and I also want... I not only accept Nazirut, but I want to pay for someone else's korbanot. So if they were smart, they should take care of each other's korbanot. So midika amar va'ani ve'alai. So from the fact that the Mishnah tells us that not only he said va'ani, but he also continued and said ve'alai legalech nazir, shma mina va'ani. So I hear from that, if he were only to say va'ani, apalged dibura amri. He only means on half of the statement. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, in. Yes, it's only on half statement, but you still didn't answer the other question. But which half of the statement? On the first part of becoming a Nazir or the second part of sponsoring the Korbanot? Mina, the Gemara says, this also can be learned from the Mishnah itself. Mina, from the Mishnah itself. From the fact that he says, and it's incumbent upon me to shave a Nazir. Shma mina va'ani. Oh, so we hear from this that the word va'ani alone, al tchilat divura mashma, it's on the first part, on the part of hareni nazir. And then when he continued, ve'alai legaleach nazir, that means now he's accepting also the other part of sponsoring the korbanot. But the word va'ani alone is only going back on the first part, which is to become a nazir. So both questions can be answered from our Mishnah. Amar li ravuna bered de rav Yeshua le rava. So Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, asks Rava, "Mimai dehachi? How do you know that this is so? That when he says va'ani, it's only referring to the first part of the statement of Areni Nazir? Le'olam imalach va'ani akule dibura. Really, I could tell you that if a person says va'ani, it's going back on the entire statement. V'im mishum ve'alai, and if you're telling me otherwise, because in the Mishnah he added the words ve'alai, well, that's not a proof. Ma'ika amar ve'alai beha milta. When he says ve'alai, he's only clarifying his intention. He's only saying that it is incumbent upon me to do this. He's just clarifying that he means business when he said what he said, va'ani. But it's not a proof that that if he would not say ve'alai, then va'ani is only going on half a statement. And let me prove it to you, says Rav Huna Birei Rav Yeshua Turava. Because if you don't say this, well, what do you do with the continuation of the Mishnah? What does it say in the continuation of the Mishnah? The Katani Seifa, it states later on in the next part of the Mishnah, Hare alai legaleach chatzi nazir. If a person says, it's incumbent upon me to shave half of a nazir, meaning to pay for half of the korbanot of a nazir. V'shama chavero ve'amar va'ani alai legaleach chatzi nazir. And his friend heard and he said, and me too, I also am obligating myself to pay for half a nazir. Hata mi'ika tarten mile. Now, after all, over there, are there two separate statements? The first person only said, Hare alai legaleach chatzi nazir. He didn't accept nazirut. There was only one statement of to pay for someone's nazirut. And the second person, what did he say? Va'ani alai legaleach chatzi nazir. And I too. So you see, he says va'ani, and it's only regarding one statement of sponsoring the korbanot of the nazir, not about accepting the nazir. There's no two statements. Mi katartin mili. There's no two statements there. There's only one. Elamai ka'amar. Alai behamilta. So rather, what is he saying when he uses the word alai? He's referring to the whole matter, that he has to do the whole thing. Hachanami ki ka'amar alai behamilta. So over here also, when he says alai, he's referring to the whole matter. Amar le Rava. So Rava answered back and said, Hachi hashta. Are these cases to be compared? Can you compare the two cases? If you say that in the first clause of the Mishnah, it's necessary to teach us both parts of the statement, and in the later clause of the Mishnah, the Seifa, which you, Rav Huna Birei Rav Yeshua, brought to us, it's not necessary to teach both parts of the statement. So then, Tani Seifa de lo tzricha, Mishum Reisha de tzricha. That's why the Tana taught the unnecessary later part due to the necessary, to the first one. Tani seifa de lo tzricha, mishum reisha de tzricha. Meaning, it's typical for a Mishnah to phrase both of its sections in the same style. Meaning like this, if you say like me, that in the reisha, in our Mishnah, where there were two statements, where the chavir said, I'm coming in Azir and I want to sponsor. And he said, the friend who heard that said, Va'ani ve'alai leganeach nazir. So if you say that it's tzricha, meaning both statements are needed, meaning if he didn't say ve'alai, then he would not become obligated in the second part, right? And therefore, you could say in the Seifa, it just repeated it, even though it's not needed, because that's the way the Mishnah does. That once it said it in the Reisha, it says it in the Seifa. So Tani Seifa de lo tzricha mishum Reisha de tzricha. It said the Seifa, even though it's not needed, because in the Reisha it was. Ela yamart Reisha lo tzricha, but Seifa lo tzricha. But if you say both the Reisha is not needed and the Seifa is not needed, Tani Reisha de lo tzricha v'tani Seifa de lo tzricha. Can it be that the Mishnah tells us in the Reisha something that is not necessary, and it tells us also something in the Seifa that is not necessary? Since the addition of ve'alai legaleach, and it's incumbent upon me, is not required in the later Mishnah, it must be necessary in our Mishnah. So therefore, the diyuk that Rava made is correct. Being that he said ve'alai, it's mashma that if you would not say ve'alai, the word ve'ani alone would only be an acceptance of the statement, of half of the statement, of hareni nazir. And only when he said alai, that's why we say that he accepted the second part as well.